Indeed, this is Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program, where on this show, we go track by track into an album of our artists of the week. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting. This week, we're putting the spotlight on the 7th studio album by British electronic band Depeche Mode called Violator.
Depeche Mode, the first track of Violator, is also their fourth and final single from the album. And according to the late Andy Fletcher, he said that Martin Gore did the demo for the track on his own and didn't think it stood out that much. But after they came together in studio, it all came together, ended up being one of his favorite tracks. This week on Track by Track, we're going into Depeche Mode's seminal album and their seventh release, Violator.
After releasing their sixth album, Music for the Masses, in 1987, the band felt like they had perfected a formula where they would usually make a record by having extensive pre-production meetings and go straight into the programming studio with demos ready to go. But this formula, although successful, made the band members kind of bored, so they decided to switch things up for their first album of the 90s.
Yeah, the demos for the tracks for this album would instead be kept to a minimum and were less complete compared to previous sessions, forcing the band to come up with fresh ideas and take up creative liberties within the new songs. The band also streamlined their roles and recorded the album in multiple locations, including London, Milan, and Denmark, where most of what you hear on the finished album was recorded.
Violator marked the height of the band's popularity, as proven by a signing party held at a record store that ended up drawing 17,000 fans, and the band were forced to withdraw from that event due to safety reasons, and it actually almost caused a riot.
Yeah, I'm accused of saying crazy a lot on this program, but that was truly
that's
crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Approximately 25,000 promotional cassettes were then produced as an apology for fans for those who faced the inconvenience or suffered minor injuries due to that event.
Violator also proved to be instrumental in conquering the American market and was the very first Depeche Mode album to sell more than a million copies in the United States. We have a rundown on the personnel on this album. You have Alan Wilder, who plays the keyboards and backing vocals, and of course a member who left the band in 1995, David Gunn, who's the lead singer. You have the late Andrew Fletcher in keyboards and backing vocals, as well as Martin Gore, the principal songwriter, and who's on keyboards and guitars as well.
Let's hit right into track 2 of Violator. Up next is a creeping ballad that tells a tale of addiction. In the song, there's a lyric that goes, "the sweetest injection," and it might be a reference to sex or substances. The inclusion of the word infection suggests a self-destructive aspect to the writer's pursuit of pleasure. But as with most Depeche Mode songs, it's up to your own interpretation.
Yep.
Let's hit right into track 2. "Sweetest Perfection" by Depeche Mode on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
"The sweetest perfection to call my own. The slightest correction couldn't find me home. The sweetest infection, the body and mind. Sweetest injection of any kind. I stop and I stare too much, afraid that I care too much, and I hardly dare to touch, for fear that the spell may be broken. When I need a drug in me, and it brings out the thug in me. Feel something tugging me. Stop me.
Personal Jesus, track 3 from Violator and Violator's lead single. This one is inspired by Priscilla Presley's book called Elvis and Me, where in there she described their relationship. And during that time in 1989, that tune Personal Jesus was the highest selling 12-inch single in Warner Brothers history and Depeche Mode's first top 40 single in 5 years. The one that broke that before Personal Jesus was the tune People Are People.
It's one of their more popular songs right in the discography of Depeche Mode. Slant magazine listed the song at number 81 in their ranking of the 100 best singles of the 1990s. Country legend Johnny Cash famously covered the song in 2002 on his album American 4, The Man Comes Around.
That's right, this week on Track by Track, we're going through that seminal release, Depeche Mode's Violator. More tunes to come, so do stick around with myself, Daryl Ong, and Off New Ting, only here on BFM 89.9. Thank you.
locked into Track by Track on BFM 89.9, and you just heard track 4 from Violator by Depeche Mode and the track Halo. Though not really commercially released as a single, Halo was pushed to radio stations in 1990 and peaked at number 28 on Billboard's alternative song charts that summer. It's a tune about giving in to immorality yet still feeling a sense of wrongfulness about it.
The drums on that tune, Halo, were sampled from Led Zeppelin's When the Levy Breaks, a popular John Bonham sample that's used by many, many artists. And testament to the greatness of Halo, Depeche Mode has played this tune hundreds of times at live shows, despite it not being a commercial single, and to today remains a crowd favourite. This week on Track by Track, we're going through Violator, and we're halfway through the album right now. We're asking you on the programme, what are your memories from this album or Depeche Mode? Do tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're on to track 5 now of Violator.
The original title of this next one is Waiting for the Night to Fall, but due to a printing error, the last two words were omitted. Unlike other pop songs with similar titles, this next one is not about loving the nightlife or dancing the boogie. Instead, David Gann sings about staring at the moon, enjoying the silence and tranquility, all while trying to block out the dread of daily existence. Well, as dark and moody as Depeche Mode can be, here's track 5 from Violator, Depeche Mode, Waiting for the Night, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Squinted, the world seemed rose tinted.
6 from Violator and the second single of that album that was Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. A very interesting story to this one. In early incarnations of this track, it was originally a ballad played on an organ. Alan Wilder, however, got an idea to speed the song up. Other members didn't like the idea, but after some time became convinced. Enjoy the Silence, also a tune that won the 1990 Brit Award for Best British Single.
In that track, Martin Gore presented a simple organ-based song in the demo. Wilder and Flood had different ideas though. A house beat was then laid under an analog bass sequence and programmed in the chords Martin had written. And next, they asked him to work on some guitar licks to overlay on the track. And it produced very memorable results and anthemic melodies. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, it's also a track that's a key part of their live shows, being a huge tune on their encore, with Martin adding guitar solos in an extended version. This week, myself, Daryl Ong, and Off New Thing are going through Depeche Mode's 7th studio album, Violator. And up next is one of 3 American hit singles from the album.
Yeah, Martin Gore called this next one of his favorite songs that the band has ever recorded. The intro melody was first sampled from a guitar, which was then looped and played on a keyboard instead. And the search for the lead riff sound took the band forever to lock down. According to Alan Wilder, he said the band probably went through 100 different variations to find the perfect lead sound and finally settled on what they thought sounded the best, which was a slide guitar that was eventually re-recorded in London after going through many, many different versions. Check it out, track 7 from Violator, Policy of Truth by Depeche Mode. To Track by Track on BFM 89.9, and you just heard track 4 from Violator by Depeche Mode and the track Halo. Though not really commercially released as a single, Halo was pushed to radio stations in 1990 and peaked at number 28 on Billboard's alternative song charts that summer. It's a tune about giving in to immorality yet still feeling a sense of wrongfulness about it.
The drums on that tune, Halo, was sampled from Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks, a popular John Bonham sample that's used by many, many artists. And testament to the greatness of Halo, Depeche Mode has played this tune hundreds of times at live shows, despite it not being a commercial single, and to today remains a crowd favourite. This week on Track by Track, we're going through Violator, and we're halfway through the album right now. We're asking you on the programme, what are your memories from this album or Depeche Mode? Do tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're on to track 5 now of Violator.
The original title of this next one is Waiting for the Night to Fall, but due to a printing error, the last two words were omitted. Unlike other pop songs with similar titles, this next one is not about loving the nightlife or dancing the boogie. Instead, David Gann sings about staring at the moon, enjoying the silence and tranquility, all while trying to block out the dread of daily existence. Well, as dark and moon moody as Depeche Mode can be, here's track 5 from Violator, Depeche Mode, Waiting for the Night, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
Six from Violator, and the second single of that album, that was Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. A very interesting story to this one. In early incarnations of this track, it was originally a ballad played on an organ. Alan Wilder, however, got an idea to speed the song up. Other members didn't like the idea, but after some time became convinced. Enjoy the Silence, also a tune that won the 1990 Brit Award for Best British Single.
In that track, Martin Gore presented a simple organ-based song in the demo. Wilder and Flood had different ideas though. A house beat was then laid under an analog bass sequence and programmed in the chords Martin had written. And next, they asked him to work on some guitar licks to overlay on the track. And it produced very memorable results and anthemic melodies. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, it's also a track that's a key part of their live shows, being a huge tune on their encore, with Martin adding guitar solos in an extended version. This week, myself, Daryl Ong, and Off New Thing are going through Depeche Mode's 7th studio album, Violator. And up next is one of 3 American hit singles from the album.
Yeah, Martin Gore called this next one one of his favourite songs that the band has ever recorded. recorded. The intro melody was first sampled from a guitar, which was then looped and played on a keyboard instead. And the search for the lead riff sound took the band forever to lock down. According to Alan Wilder, he said the band probably went through 100 different variations to find the perfect lead sound and finally settled on what they thought sounded the best, which was a slide guitar that was eventually re-recorded in London after going through many, many different versions. Check it out, track 7 from Violator, Policy of Truth by Depeche Mode.